This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
For your just desserts, it's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, CG United Insurance, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, but I'm almost a day ahead this whole week, man. It is Laugh Fest week. You know how it is. But it is Wednesday. It is hump day. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Hope you had a good Wednesday so far. We can try and make the ride home enjoyable. And if you're getting off work right now, then you need to relieve your work stress. That's what I'm here for. But when you check, leave the stress at work. Deal. That's create our own stress right here. So you know how to chime in as you ride on home, all right? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. You know how we start the show with the brain teaser? Today is no different. Playing for the third of four KFC Platinum Experiences for Laugh Fest. You know they're a big sponsor. They've been on all 15 of them. So, like we do it today, somebody's going to get an opportunity to win an experience for them and three of their friends, along with a party bucket from KFC. All you got to do is answer my mind-bending brain teaser. Everybody who won last week, you can get registered. I'm going to do the drawing tomorrow so you know who you can get the platinum experience from Talking Heads. So we got winners galore. And you got to get your Laugh Fest tickets, people. Show is off the chain, all right? Headliner Bodacious, feature comedian Cisco Duran, 2 Force 2 is funniest. You got Dasque, BJ, Shad Fur, hosted by yours truly. Tickets are $40 for the general, $60 for the limited VIP. Available for you at Fusion Superplex. That's where it's going down. Awesome spot for comedy. First time doing it there, so we got to trailblaze again. Pick up the Wise Guy Entertainment, the Beam Agency, Tropical Gyros, bringing the production to you. The big sponsors, as always, John Shoes, KFC Nassau, Fine Threads. Pick up the Breeze, the Super Clubs. You know, they're taking good care of everybody once they're here. So definitely, you know, it's going to be a great experience. Get your tickets at Fusion. You can get them at the Fusion box office or online. FusionSuperplex.com. That's FusionSuperplex.com. Click on movies. Go to whichever day you want to go to the show, Friday or Saturday. Click on Friday. Boom, Laugh Fest will pop up. Purchase your tickets online. Saturday, pick whichever show you want, 7:30 or 9:30. Boom, your tickets will pop up. You purchase online. That's how you do it. Grab your tickets. They're going fast. You know how Laugh Fest is, man. Lock off, sell off, and be heading in that direction one more again. So I appreciate the support. I appreciate all you comedy lovers getting ready. But the only place you can get your tickets, Fusion Superplex, at the box office or online. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hello.
Sparky, what's going on, my brother?
Man, I think the word is frustration.
What got you frustrated? We even got into all what's going on, but yeah, what's on your mind? What's got you frustrated?
I mean, naughty, you know, what the fella say, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, how long, naughty? I mean, you get tired even calling in to beg and ask, when we could be able to figure out how we could do this. We got the elitists around here, got all kind of generators in their yard, them big generator, but they can afford to buy. They got all kind of solar panel on their roof, but they can afford to put in. And every day when the summer come, all the money we spend and all the people we vote in, inside and out, we go into 3 times a day and try to say the power been off. 3 times. We hear about all the crime and everything, and everybody promise you, when we go in, we could do this, we could do that, we could get this done and everything. And naughty, every time when you see June, July, September, August, and stuff, we go through the same thing all over again. Hitting your generator, if you can afford to buy a generator. And most of us can't afford no solar panels.
Lord shed it coming. I'm telling you, the shed coming. Watch
yeah, but it's shed now. They prior to said we're going 3 times a day now.
If thunder and lightning clap twice, power off.
Don't worry about the rain.
Oh, God, no. That's before the rain.
And guess what? I live in Pride State. I right around the corner from Blue Hill Station. I can hear the turbines going on all night. And the light off around in Pride State. But the turbines going. I'm saying is, everybody promised they could alleviate this problem. But I'm trying to find a vent. Who do we vote for?
The problem is, Sparky, is us, because we keep voting for the same problems. They keep promising to alleviate the problems, but leave the problems on us. So what we need to do is solve the problem and push for new leadership, young, visionary leadership, change some of these party protocols and processes, change the political landscape. It's time for a change, man. It's stagnant.
But naughty, we did that the other time. We brought in a new group.
We need to be serious about it this time,
serious. We just brought in a new group. And if you look at this new group, we got the youngest new group of politicians ever been in House Assembly. Everybody other than
Unfortunately, Sparky, over the last 3 cycles, everybody's gotten in and they know how they got in yet because everybody was pissed off at the previous administration so bad they just wanted to see them gone.
Naughty, look here. Naughty, I've been trying to call a ministry from Friday, last Friday. I've been calling the phones for that registered in the telephone directory and everything. Phone ringing off. From 9 o'clock Friday, last Friday. I've been calling from 9 o'clock this morning. Nobody answering the phone. You call the minister, nobody answering his phone. You call the doggone chairman, nobody answering the phone. They got their phones listed and everything. Nobody answering their phone.
Well, at least they're consistent, though, Sparky. You got to give them that. Nobody answering the phone.
So what do we do?
Next time they post up in your house, election season, running on.
But the problem is, look at.
Give them a hard hockey check. Ask them what they really could do, what they're really into.
Let me say this. When we see the foreign fella coming here, the Chinese, the white man, the green man, the yellow man, everything, we see them shaking hands with the prime minister, the chairman, the doggone minister. They all over the TV. They doing this. They moving. They traveling all over.
Because our own brothers and sisters have facilitated that sellout, have facilitated that process that they get better treatment in our own country than us.
But how come I can't call the man who's around my house on my porch begging me to vote for him? Now, I can't call him no more, but I can see him on TV all night.
Like, you don't have a foreign accent, a necktie, and a briefcase. You got a necktie, a briefcase, and a foreign accent, then maybe you might get some time with the minister.
Do I have to dye my hair blonde, too?
Do that, man. Do whatever it takes.
And a gray suit.
And maybe gray, maybe brown. Work it out. I'm sure you could put it together. You was talking the other day when y'all used to go out back in the day. Y'all used to be sharp as razor, so I leave that up to you. I'm sure you're good to go.
And they get mad when you talk about them in public. They say... They call you, Maggie, why are you talking so bad about me? I say, Chief, I've been trying to call you when you're gone in there from September. I've been trying to call you. He said, Miss Maggie, give me time of the day. I'm busy. I said, no, you're busy.
Boy, sound like the honeymoon is over.
But I can see you every time I see you. You in Los Angeles, you in California, you in Dubai, you all over the place.
No longer there.
You all over the world traveling, but I can't even call you right here in Nassau. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. I appreciate Sparky. Sparky keeping it real today, but Sparky, hold up. The honeymoon is over, boy. I've been hearing that a lot. Like, in the morning, good morning, I love you, smoochie, smoochie, smoochie. Is what's going on? Any breakfast? I got to get to work. I just got to get out of here. Yeah, it gone from roses to boy, I don't know, to Chef Anita's. Anyway, let me get the trivia question in. Courtesy of KFC now, you get that party of four. All right, the winner and three of their friends are going to get that platinum experience courtesy of KFC and get that KFC party bucket. And you know how to chime your answers in. In what year did KFC introduce the KFC bucket? When? In which year did KFC introduce the KFC bucket? That's your trivia. You know what you're playing for. You got between now and the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get it in. And listen, man, let's slide into the headlines, you know? Who or what's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now, both Fine Thread locations, Tarpon Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shop and Plaza. Both locations open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to better serve you and take care of you. So be sure to check online, too, finethreads.com. You can do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. But listen, only one headline I got to talk about today, okay? Blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian, big and bold. Child shot dead. Man also murdered in separate incident. A four-year-old child died last night in hospital after he was shot on Fleming Street in the latest round of violence to plague New Providence. Now, we've all heard the particulars throughout the day. Dwight talked about it. Juan talked about it. Chivago talked about it. I'm going to talk about it. If you all been following my career, I've been blessed to have a long, illustrious career, over 20 years doing this. I hate to say that a saying I've always been ringing out, trying to get people's attention and get away from gun violence, is now just permeating our existence. Okay? And that statement is, guns don't kill people. Stupid people with guns kill people. That's how we have a four-year-old dead. Again, another toddler. And my thoughts and my prayers go out to that family. From my wife, MJ, and myself, and our sons, and my family. My God, there but for the grace of God go you I. And my thoughts and prayers are with you to the family of that four-year-old. And if there's anything I can do personally, feel free to contact me here at The Guardian. Whatever I can do. Whatever it is. Big or small. If I can do it, I will assist you with it because my heart goes out to you. We should not be talking about a four-year-old being dead due to senseless gang violence. Okay? And then what galls me, seeing yesterday's Guardian, the day before, the PM talking about, I'm on a CARICOM committee, and we're going to go and eradicate the gang situation in Haiti. Okay, time out. Let's revoke the frequent flyer pass. The altitude getting to you. You need to be grounded, Brave. Take a couple of weeks off. You got your party's chairman. You got your Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sajjan. Flying Fred Mitchell need a trip, man. Let Fred take off. Let Fred do some traveling. Get his knickers out of a knot because he ain't traveling. And you stay home and apply that same acumen and fervor that you want to curb the gang situation in Haiti and continue to look like an international poster boy as you promote climate change and whatever other narrative is popular at the moment, to continue your 15 minutes of fame on the global stage. And mind you, it's been productive at some point, and it's been beneficial to the Bahamas. That's why I've been giving you such a hard time on it. But now, when you kick it like the former PM did, crying for Dominica when Bahamians needed, you know, him to cry tears for them, and he didn't. The audacity for you to publicly say, I can fix the gang problem in Haiti. Fix ours first. And yeah, there may be some connection between those migrating here and gang activity, but guess what? The problem still is here. And it's been here for 20 to 30 years, and we've lost a whole generation of 18 to 30-year-olds due to it. And you know what time it is, Mr. Prime Minister. You're quite aware. You're quite learned. You're quite smart. Fix the problem here at home. So we don't have no more God forsake, look at this. We want headlines like this. Child shot dead? Do you really want more headlines like this? Mr. Pratch, people in your party, in your spin doctors, in your talking heads, and your trolls in the groups, you can put whatever narrative you want on it. You can blame parents and all that. Yes, parents are part of the problem. The kids that are doing these stupid things are part of the problem. But what we have in place, administration-wise and government-wise, to combat said situations, is not working. It's not happening. Sometimes you need to ask for help. Is it time that we ask for foreign help? We had protection nation status with America. You think Uncle Sam might help us? Or should we ask the Queen since we're part of the Commonwealth? And we paved the roads for the royals. Huh? Where do we go? Because this ain't working. We all should feel this. Our head in shame. Yeah, it happens elsewhere in the world for the apologists. Yeah, but I'm not talking about the rest of the world right now. I'm talking about here. The archipelago of the Bahamas, and more importantly, Nassau, New Providence, 21/7, where me and you live. Do you really think we should have another child being killed by stray bullets? Musa, let me breathe. Let me check the text lines. Hey, Naughty, that's the first rowdy match I see Fred lose against Lincoln, because Lincoln didn't. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. All right. For the texter who texted me in at 426, the last four numbers of your digits, 9627, boom, you're my winner. Send me your information, please. All right? No, you're not first. The first person who texted me in 98 first, that's where you're wrong. You weren't first. You were actually second. You could pull over in traffic and slap yourself. I know you missed it by that much. Naughty, we send conflicting messages out there to Joe Public. It's the small infractions that lead to the big law-breaking abuses for criminals. Like, oh, they just want a better life. Oh, they poor people. Oh, they had a terrible childhood. I always say desperation or being poor is no excuse to break the law. But we hear it from Joe Public all the time. Oh, my good son. Haven't we all heard this? So that's the problem. We must acknowledge and condemn lawlessness and then correct the problem when it occurs instead of making excuses. We got to be able to call wrong and stand by it. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, sir. I'm just chiming in because that situation with that 4-year-old, hey, listen, you said the right thing. We all should hold our head in shame because it's ridiculous that this is about the sixth child we have lost in the last 5 years because of stupidity and people out with this gun rage and they're going indiscriminately shooting firearms all over the place and all that. We've got to fix this, man. 80-something murders, and this is only July?
I'm telling you.
You have a right to say what you have to say about the Prime Minister. You need to stay home right now because I'm angry. Yeah. Too many young people have lost their lives. A four-year-old man. Come on. We just buried Bella last year.
That's what I'm saying. Less than a year after Bella.
Right. I am outraged with this. I'm serious. This is not about politics. This is about the well-being of our children.
And how many generations have we seen it? I mean,
in the last 12 years, sir, we have lost an excess of almost 2,000 people to violence. Almost 2,000.
And if you look at it, a strong portion of that are males between the ages of 18 and 25. And if you look in with that, you have a lot of innocent victims who've been killed by stray bullets.
Exactly. And children. So if we can't protect our 2 and 3-year-olds, then what is our purpose on earth?
You know, I mean, there's an old saying, you know, evil prevails when good men and women stand by and do nothing. When we allow it, it happens. At some point, we need to systemic. We need to hold administrations accountable, parents accountable, and the kids who commit these infractions accountable. We need to have a proper system that works so people know that the penalty fits the crime. And not only that, but we find out what the problem is and try to address it so it's not reoccurring.
Yes, I mean, this is outright ridiculous.
Because all that's going to happen now is we could beat up our gums and try to make an example out of this to try to curb the situation. And in a week or two, it's going to go to the back pages of the paper. It's going to not be a popular narrative because we've decided as a community to start talking about something totally stupid that politicians are throwing out there to get us distracted. And then a year later, it'll pass and we'll say, oh, by God, another one happened. God forbid. What happened?
Nothing, please. You have a platform. I try to reach the relatives of Bella, and I told I sent a note all the way to Freeport to the father and told him I will be a mouthpiece for him on every single show. I ain't short of nothing.
Well, you got a platform there, brother. I mean, that's something that is definitely high on my list that I care about. I definitely support Rise, you know, and my good friend Tennille Burrows and what she's doing with Rise and looking out for the kids. And yeah, if whatever you got, man, bring it because go quiet, you know? We can't let this young man go quiet.
I don't want to see a free politician get before the microphone and utter a few words and go to Parliament and beat him to death and then that's the end of it. No, there must be consequences for this.
Yeah,
there must be.
I tell you one thing. The next potential prime minister I vote for needs to show me some undying, unwavering love for country. I seen one cry for Dominica. I seen the next one getting ready to hop a flight to go try to fix Haiti's gang problem. What in the hell's going on here? Just leave us to burn?
Boy, yeah. Listen.
The problem is we get mad for a minute and then we stop being mad.
Right.
If you're pissed off with politicians now, I say to the voting populace who's upset, look at a good old-fashioned upset Bahamian woman when she got something in her craw and she don't want to let it go. Hold on to it like that. Watch how fast things will change. And I'm taking nothing against my Bahamian females when I say that. I'm just saying, but when y'all get something in your craw, y'all will get what y'all want. And that's how we got to kick it with these politicians.
The Bahamian people is not outraged enough. You had to be outraged to the point that you make people, listen, we send them there as legislators, you know, to amend and change law for the good governance of this country. And if they can't do that, then they don't deserve to be there.
We have
a right to ensure that either they do it or out. We don't have to wait for 5 years. With this nonsense with, oh, you have to wait till the government changes. That's foolishness. The power is in the hand of the people.
I feel you, Colin. I appreciate you, man. Chime in as always, all right? You always got a platform, my brother.
All right, my brother. Take care.
I appreciate your time. Let me check out some of these texts as we slide into the buzz, brought to you by John Shields. Then we'll go to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll have the global warming, brought to you by KFC Nassau. My Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'll open up the lines again. And at the bottom of the hour, you know I got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. But before we get there, let me check the text lines. Naughty. And don't forget the buzz, like I said, brought to you by John Shields. And John's another big sponsor of Laugh Fest. Remember, when you shop at John's, fill out the form, drop it in the box. And, of course, we're going to do a big draw, and you're going to get a platinum experience courtesy of John's Shoes for Laugh Fest 2022, the 15th annual, which they have sponsored every year since its inception. And I appreciate them so much for it, you know, for this weekend to go get your laugh on. All right? And don't forget, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well, and John's Shoes. Check them out, both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right, let me see what's buzzing. Naughty, where's the empathy, compassion, and basic regard for human life in the leaders of this country? And as for the PM, dude needs to let go of his drunken lust for the limelight and start dealing with matters at home before worrying about Haitian gangs. Does he even realize how many young Bahamian boys join gangs here out of a need to feel a part of something, to feel significant? Sweep the dirt at your own doorstep before trying to clean another. Good afternoon, Naughty. I support a zero-tolerance approach to the crime situation, especially gun violence. And addressing the situation needs to be multifaceted, including a gun amnesty program where local businesses provide cash funding and gifts such as food and gift certificates in return for the guns, reinforcing community confidence and support in the police. Example, via providing information, would also help greatly, aided by a reinvigoration of youth programs such as Scouts. I also suggest passing into law that all lawyers who have practiced blemish-free for 15-plus years be mandated to contribute a certain number of community service hours, hearing cases, mainly Supreme Court. This would greatly reduce the backlog and ensure swift justice. Good contribution, Texter. Solid stuff. Naughty, it's sickening. These issues, young people are dying and the rest of us are being stomped on by other cultures. Help, help, help. And Naughty, when will it be enough? And Brave, trying to fix gang problems in Haiti. Look at what's happening over here. We're heading to break records for murder this lap. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Radio, my brother. I live Rage, too. You know, one time ago when you've been charged with murder or manslaughter, you never get out on no bail, you know?
Nope.
No, they don't let you on bail. This bail nonsense just started back a couple years ago. I think Wayne Monroe was wonderful. He said, and they started giving bail. People used to be in lock, then be charged, and they be locked up until they case drive. Now, what I suggest is that they should pass resolution, like your previous caller said, and keep you locked up for at least 3 years. And the trial won't come up.
But see, the thing about it is, you have situations where, you know, you look at our constitution and our penal system. I steal a can of cream, and they gonna hold me for months and months and years until my case come up, right?
Yeah.
But the murderer gets bail.
Yeah.
To either go kill again or get killed on the street.
Ah, now you check all.
So we need to check on the system and do it in the parameters of everything that falls under the International Human Rights Code. So hold them to the maximum time you can hold them without being a violation. And then figure out what you can do.
I think nothing to do with it, not with the Human Rights Code. You know, I think that's to do with us. Yeah. These start things, you know.
But then again, you got to look at it like this, too. You know, when there's a lot of murders, the undertaker's happy because that's good for business. And then crime is high. What's it good for business for? Lawyers.
Yeah, but that's not good for the country.
Ah, but hey, what's it more important, the country or business? Come on.
Yeah, well.
We've seen where their priorities have been over the last 50 years, and it's not been country, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, you're right. You know, the most of them don't look up for the country. They go to fill up their pocket.
Ah.
We know what's going on. It's obvious you've been seeing. And I'll say this. The garbage would happen if he was ruled by British. The nonsense was going down with this one and that one would have never happened under British. Trust me. You know.
So, yep. I agree. You always make some good points, man. And I agree.
Yeah, but I think they, let me say this last thing. I really think they need to get this, stop letting these fellas out. That needs to stop now. You get charged. Unfortunate you get charged. We have to keep you in jail. Because if you check the stats, but half those guys, those murders, are fellas who's out on bail and they come out and the fellas say, oh, you out on bail.
Yeah, then they now we're seeing a lot of vigilantism and all of that, and that's not a good look either.
So one thing, like I say, if they keep them locked up until they try, let's say, if they don't get tried within 3 years, then that's another story. But keep them in for 3 years. Let me say this one thing I'm going on this. There was a gentleman, the one that got killed on Shirley Street, in the car. He he was alleged that he killed a woman in Baytown in a home invasion. And then in 2021, they had in the paper say he killed another fellow. He killed somebody else. But now they're just 2022, and he out. And now the fellow, somebody came back and killed him. But how he could get out so quick? You know, they need to get that act together with his people.
It's all a system or a system, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good one, man. Be safe. Bless.
All right.
Let's get to that break, man. We'll be right back after the break. We'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. Open up the lounge real quick on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and wrap this first hour up. Good stuff so far. And yes, you got a right to be upset, man. Don't no more headlines with 4 euros being shot dead. It's ridiculous, man. Enough is enough.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with 2 thighs, 3 legs, and 3 whole wings, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or 4 buttery biscuits. Real food from real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All roads lead to Exuma, July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with the Sand Dollar team to learn about the Bahamian Digital Dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the Regatta site to avoid having to worry about cash. Check out www.sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar.
Hello? Can show you something else, boy.
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I write here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine, cause you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Cause you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say, I not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, cause I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO WHO, Canada and USAID.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talk
Talking Heads continues right now. Time to check out the Global Warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And don't forget, all of those KFC drive-thrus open late and frying. Yeah, finger licking until midnight. Okay, so no reason for you not to get your finger licking on Monday through Sunday. All right, open late night for you. All right, KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight. Okay. Last call to get fueled by fried chicken is midnight. KFC Nassau, finger licking good. That's what I'm talking about. All right? And don't forget, whether you like it hot with a Kentucky Deluxe or be an original with the original recipe burger, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude. Enjoy the extra large 100% white meat filet for 100% flavor. And for a limited time, enjoy one of our KFC signature sandwiches with fries for only $7. That's how it's done, and that's how it's finger-licking good. At your favorite KFC location, available for you for takeout and for drive-thru, open till midnight. All right, let's check out the warming real quick. And I tell you, where do we start? Okay. The big announcement from Jeopardy wasn't much of an announcement. They just let it be known that Ken Jennings, Pam Bialik will continue splitting host duties. That sucks for all you Jeopardy nerds out there. Samantha Bee's CBS show Full Frontal with Samantha Bee has been canceled after 7 seasons. Less than a year after getting fired by CNN, Chris Cuomo will return to primetime cable news. The former CNN anchor will join News Nation as a primetime anchor. Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian joined a viral campaign calling on Instagram to stop trying to copy TikTok. Stranger Things 4 star Joseph Quinn was detained at a U.S. airport, then freed by officer who knew Eddie Munson, knew who Eddie Munson was. Okay, all right, I guess that works out. Leslie Stahl's husband, Aaron Latham, a journalist and urban cowboy screenwriter, has died at 78. Quietly dating in New York City these days, Bradley Cooper and Anthony Weiner's ex-wife, Huma Abedin. Uh-huh. And Elton John is collaborating with Britney Spears on a new version of Tiny Dancer. And that's a wrap right there on your Global Warming. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, people, it is all about those iced coffees at Dunkin', all right? And get ready for more iced coffee temptations. At your favorite Dunkin' location, the Butter Pecan Iced Coffee is back. The tasty flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin's original blended iced coffee. It is all good. That and the donuts and all your favorite sandwiches waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and 2 out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Like I said, I'll open up the lines if you got any comments or what we were talking about earlier. I mean, the situation is crazy. I'm looking back at the text lines, and people are kind of fed up. You know? It's sickening. Young people are continuing to die, Naughty. And the narrative still hasn't changed. We get enraged when it happens. And then, like you said, it goes back pages and goes cold. Very sad. And like we're all to blame. Society, parents, the perpetrators, the politicians. I mean, you need to come together and figure out how we're going to get this right. Can't keep spinning our wheels in the mud with the same old, and you know, empty promises. And from what I'm hearing on the street, and from some of these callers, and some of these loyal callers, and you know, supporters. And propagandists, the honeymoon for this administration may be over. Maybe it's time to get to work. Maybe it's time to start, you know, putting your money where your mouth is before you take your next trip. Anyway, I got to take another break. This first hour flying by, I taking breaks like Brave takes trips. So I'll be back at you right here on Talking Heads right after this break.
Yeah.
get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties: strawberry dragon fruit, peach passion fruit, and the new mango pineapple. Sip an ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And right about now, it's time to get up into Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you by the Island Game. And of course, you know, it's all about Percy's pension plan. Win $1,000 a week for a year. It's back again, Percy's pension plan. 13 pensions worth over $244,000. Win $1,000 a week for one winner, $500 a week for two winners, $400 a week for two winners, $300 a week for two winners, $250 a week for two winners, and $200 a week for four winners. 13 total winners, 13 total pensions worth over $244,000. All you got to do, deposit $20 on your Island Luck account. Sorry, on your Island Game account. My bad, on your Island Game account. And, of course, once you put your $20 on your Island Game account, okay, you're going to get an entry for Percy's pension plan. Okay? If you haven't got an Island Game account, simply log on to theislandgame.com. And in addition to that, check out their sports book. Woo! Off the chain. That's where you can play my pro picks every day in the 5 o'clock hour. Go right there, islandgame.com, and play them right there. But like I said, deposit $20 on your Island Game account. All right? And if you haven't got an account, sign up at islandgame.com. Get you one, put that $20 on, and you're going to get an entry into Percy's pension plan with every $20 deposit. All right? It's back again, only at the Island Game, Percy's pension plan. Get it? Got it. Good. Now, let's find out where Cuban Willie is today and what the numbers look like. Cuban, come out, wherever you are.
What's happening, Mr. Producer? That's what I'm talking about. Wepa, bueno, tardes. Good afternoon, everybody. Soy Joe Cuban Willie with your numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Gang and Percy's Pension Plan, the three piece, the PPP, the Percy's Pension Plan. And today, in your numerology report, boy, do I have a number for you. I was doing some research. Allegedly, in the last 2 weeks, the Prime Minister has taken 7 flights. Brave has taken off 7 tanks. He gone to 5 different destinations. Uh-huh. And that's amazing. 7 flights, 5 different destinations, and he carried 8 different pieces of luggage. So the number for today is 758. 758. The 758. Play with luck, play with suerte in the Island Game, and you could be part of Percy's Pension Plan, a big winner, winner. All right? All you have to do is keep playing at the Island Game. Until tomorrow, stay playing and stay running, my friends.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, CG United Insurance, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here at Talking Heads, Wednesday edition, right here on 96.9 FM, your boy Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. on the Wednesday edition, like I said. And now, you know, we're in the 5 o'clock hour, we switched to sports. We're going to have Pearly chiming in short order. Real quick, let me check out a couple of these texts, just spilling over from the last hour. Naughty, all that needs to be done is take the money away from the gangs and the murder rate will drop to pennies. If we make drugs legal, the gangs will have no income, no rocket science. That's easier said than done, my brother. But yeah, I get where you're coming from. So yeah, here's the deal. We're into the sports segment now. We're going to be talking sports. Pretty going to chime in. But we got to start off, like we always do, with today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well-weathered trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Okay? Let Pearly in there, Mr. Producer. He's chomping at the bit. The Dodgers must have won. All right? So at the end of all of that, it's all about happy hour on Wednesday and Friday over there at Naughty Johnny's as well. Don't forget that. 5 to 7 every Wednesday, every Friday. Happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. So check that out. Don't forget that businessman's lunch special during the week, Monday through Friday. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily. So that's a good look. All right? Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. And we'll get into today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Big day today, too. Lots of things happened on July 27th. All right? Today is July 27th, 2022. And on this day in 1918, Brooklyn rookie Henry Heitman made his major league debut and his last major league appearance in the same day. He pitched 4 straight hits to the St. Louis Cardinals, left the game, and never played again in the majors. In 1921, baseball fan Reuben Berman sued the New York Giants, claiming he suffered mental and bodily distress after refusing to return a foul ball May 16th at the Polo Grounds. Berman was eventually rewarded $100. 1937, the United States captured the Davis Cup by beating Britain 4-1. 1946, Rudy York of the Boston Red Sox hit 2 grand slams and drove in 10 runs to lead the Red Sox over the Browns, the St. Louis Browns, 13-6. In 1984, Pete Rose passed Ty Cobb's record for most singles in a career when he got his 3,503rd base hit. 1986, Greg LeMond of the U.S. became the first non-European to capture the Tour de France cycling race. He was a multiple winner. And Pearly's chiming in because I can hear him popping and pinging. What's going on, Pearly?
Hey.
1992, Boston Celtics star Reggie Lewis died after collapsing on a Brandeis University basketball court during practice. He was 27 years old. I remember that tragedy. 1992, China's Fu Mingjiao, only 2 weeks away from her 14th birthday, became the second youngest gold medalist in Olympic history when she won the women's 10-meter platform diving event. 1996, the Atlanta Olympics, a pipe bomb exploded at the public Centennial Olympic Park. One person was killed and more than 100 were injured. 1996, Canadian Donovan Bailey ran the men's 100-meter dash for the time of 9.84. The previous record was 9.85, held by Leroy Burrell of the United States. 2001, Deion Sanders announced his retirement from the NFL. 2003, Lance Armstrong won his fifth consecutive Tour de France. And today's sports quote, perhaps the single most important element in mastering the techniques and tactics of racing is experience. But once you have the fundamentals, acquiring the experience is a matter of time. Greg LeMond. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Now we slide up into the home court. And of course, that is all brought to you by Burger King Nassau, and it's all about the Zesty Whopper. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Get it flame-grilled, the beef version, the crispy chicken, or plant-based. Something for everybody. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo. It's waiting for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. And let's check out the local headline. What's going on, Earl the Pearl? How are you? How was your day?
I'm pretty good.
How your Dodgers doing?
Well, we took another one on the chin yesterday.
So that's two bomb sockies y'all took 2 days in a row. You get your two eyes black up.
Yes. At the moment.
That's what you get. Notice every time you start talking smack about the Yankees, you are getting closer to the Yankees, but it's happened, right? Somebody's come up and just punched y'all out of nowhere.
Yeah, but we right now dropping about 6-0 in the 6 minutes.
And you know, you was telling me that Milwaukee team, I tell you, watch out for Milwaukee. You know, they're 5-5 in the last game. They won yesterday, now 10-4 they win in today. What's going on?
Yep. But I noticed how you are deflecting, though, but that's all right.
Yeah, you're up 6-0 right now. You're up 6-0 right now over the Washington Nationals, Pearly. That's pretty good.
Yes, but why are we not talking about the Subway Series?
About the Subway Series. A little toe buckage last night. Could have gone either way. A little toe buckage. You kind of put the whammy on me.
Either way.
You kind of put the whammy on me. Yeah, man. A Subway Series 6-3, that's whammy. That's a whammy condition.
All right.
No, I mean, come on now. Let's be real. You know, that's not a major blowout there, Earl. You know?
No. But, you know, considering. Judd and Rizzo homered in the first inning.
Yeah, but it happens.
And then that was it. It was all New York Mets after that.
I bet you it don't happen that tonight. Bet you that don't happen tonight.
Really?
I bet you the Yankees go right there and win tonight.
Really?
That's the Mets you're talking about, you know, Earl.
Wait. Let's make this interesting then. Let's make this interesting.
Let me see who's pitching tonight. Oh yes. Hold on. On second thought, I take that back. Yeah, boy, you got a little pick of Max Scherzer to go in over there, 6-2, 2.2 ERA. But my problem is, I look to see who we got going. We got Jermaine going tonight, man. Domingo with a big 15.0 ERA.
That's a bullpen start, y'all having it.
Do you know what? On a pure fact that I like junk ball pitches and nanny ball pitches, you know what? Let it ride. Yankees win tonight. Jermaine could throw Marquette nanny at them tonight. Watch and see.
But you know something? I'm sitting here now, being a Dodger, you know, I don't like the Yankees.
I ain't gonna lie, sure as it is. If he freaks himself out.
He turned his back on my Dodgers, so I really want to get his butt kicked tonight.
If Scherzer freaks himself out, they call it Jazz for him, because, you know, I think Jazz launched him the quickest launch in Major League Baseball history, or the quickest ever against Scherzer.
Yeah.
He put that out quick. That was quick, fast, and in a hurry.
What's happening locally, man? What's going on locally?
So we're going to check what's happening on the local scene right now there, Pearly. Your Dodgers and Yankees, yeah, we'll talk about them later. You know who we're going to hear from, too, in short order? I'm sure we're going to hear from Obi Roberts. St. Louis is, like you said, they lost last night, but they look like they're trying to make a play in that division. Them and Milwaukee.
I don't even know if Obi watching. You know, Obi's so busy right now, you know. He might even be watching, man.
Doing what, though? Making sure the airport runs?
Yeah.
And they had that big strike. I wonder what happened the other day.
Yeah. On his watch.
I gotta have a convo with my boy. In the first hour. And then keep him around for the second hour, you know? We gotta have a good talk. But yeah, let's check out the sports. And let's look at some of the things popping. I know Buddy started his camp down in Freeport, which is a good look.
Yeah.
Which I like and I always support and salute. Couple of good little stories there, though, Earl. The Bahamas advances to the CAC Games in water polo, building on tremendous success in water polo at the regional level over the past 6 years, including the triple gold haul at Corifta in 2016. Team Bahamas is qualified for the 2023 Central American and Caribbean Games in El Salvador. The Bahamas accomplished with an 8-6 win over Guatemala at the Central American and Caribbean Amateur Swimming Confederation Championships at the Barbados National Aquatic Center in Whidley, Barbados on Monday. The team played in the 5th and 6th placement game on Tuesday, but the result of that game was unavailable up to press time. Regardless of the result, the win over Guatemala assured the Bahamas of a spot in next year's CAC Games. In its first game of the CCCAN Championships, the Bahamas got drubbed 27-2 by Puerto Rico, but bounced back to take down Guatemala. Now, listen, I actually covered this team, and we've been covering this team, you know, from our press box days to now there, Pearly.
Coach Lottie's
a good guy. We also know that Coach Lottie will tell you it goes in cycles. Because back in 2016 and 2017 and 2018, we was beating Puerto Rico 27-2.
Yes.
So it just goes in cycles. But to see that this team's got some moxie to get up after getting beat 27-2 and take out Guatemala, I think they're going to be fine when they get to that tournament, because now you're going to incorporate a lot of guys who are in the collegiate level who couldn't make it for this tournament onto our squad. Right. And now that's a different story, a whole different tournament. Okay?
These guys are just holding on.
Right. So they're doing well. The feeder system and the next generation, they're getting experience that they need and putting themselves in a position to dominate later on down. And Coach Lolly will get them in shape, man. You know how he goes, man. Lolly will make it happen. Now, if we look at the bodybuilding and fitness, our bodybuilding and fitness team is on the bubble. Story by Sheldon Longley. It seems like more things change this country, the more they remain the same. Once again, a substantial, totally qualified national team is on the verge of being left at home as a result of insufficient funds for travel for regional competition. After a very successful novice and national championships, the Bahamas Bodybuilding and Fitness Federation, BBFF, ratified a 16-member team to compete in an international federation of Bodybuilding and Fitness Championships. The IFBB, the 49th Central American and Caribbean Bodybuilding and Fitness Championships, set to take place this weekend at the Lloyd Erskine Standiford Center in Bridgetown, Barbados. Raymond Tucker and Leonardo Dean were set to travel as the coaches for the team, and making the trip as judges were set to be Charles Seeley and Robert Harris. BBF President Joel Stubbs was set to travel as a federation executive and sit in regional meetings as a representative of the Bahamas. However, with the limited funds that were offered to the team, Stubbs said there is no way that they can get the entire contingent to Barbados. He said if needed, he would forfeit his trip to ensure that all of the athletes travel and the Bahamas is well represented.
This is a problem. The traveling for this country has not been a problem. Why is traveling a problem right now? In the last few months, traveling has not been, not for the teens. I forgot.
Hold on. Traveling ain't no problem for the prime minister. I'll tell you that. That's who ain't got no problem traveling.
That was my point. So maybe you should ask the prime minister, he'd give up one trip.
Right, to send a team to go. I mean, we got news, and this is the quote from Joel Stubbs. We got some news as it relates to funding, but the news is not fair. The team to travel, we came to an understanding that it cannot work. What is said that we would receive is certainly not enough to carry Team Bahamas, and I'm not in a position to just carry two or three athletes to the championships. All of the athletes who were chosen are deserving of an opportunity to go out there and represent the Bahamas. If officials need to be taken from the team, I would stay to allow the team to travel, but we have to send all of the athletes who would have been chosen, Stubbs said. And I agree, you can't just cut the team now. Because, you know, why tell a federation ratify 16 under the pretenses that there's going to be funding, and then, boom, you give them the squadookie.
Is it because the bodybuilding isn't a... And maybe that's the wrong description of it, because it kind of is for some people. The sexy sport. And when I say sexy, I don't mean how they look. I'm talking in terms of the sport that has the media recognition and the public recognition, so they would give other sports, not to call any names, track and field. I mean, not to call any other sports funding without and say this sport, man, we can give so-and-so 100 grand, but give these dudes one little 5,000.
Not a good look.
Let me prefer it. So they're not the popular sport.
I don't know, man. We got to get better with that, man. We got to figure out more ways to incorporate corporate Bahamas, you know, long-term and with programs and proper ways, like how they do in the States. You know, you go to this food store, you buy this item for the year. It's a Bahamian product. You buy it off every time you buy the item, 5 cents goes to the Bahamas Olympic Association to fund Team Bahamas. Support in that way? I guess not.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe this part. I would. If I know that. But you see, I know that if I'm buying a quality product and my the fact that I buy it supports a Bahamian team, I will do that very much so. I don't have a problem doing that.
Let's check out tennis. Team Bahamas continued its impressive start at the Billie Jean King Cup America's Group 2 tournament in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, taking down Bermuda in 3 straight matches yesterday. Elena Mackey was the first to see action for the Bahamas at the Centro Nacional de Tennis Parque de Este in Santo Domingo on Tuesday. Wasted no time with her opponent, Mackey took down Asia Lee Hollis of Bermuda in straight sets, winning 6-1, 6-1. She won 56 of the 84 total points and wasn't broken in the one side of the affair that lasted just 52 minutes. Whoever keeps calling in, man, you got to let it ring at least like 3 or 4 times and let me answer it or the producer answer it. You just can't be impatient. Up next for the Bahamas was Sydney Clark taking on Shelby Medeiros. Clark won easily 6-11, 6-2. She won 56 of 86 total points in the match. She won 60% of her first service points, 27 of 41, and was broken just once in the match that also lasted 52 minutes. In doubles, the team of player captain Simone Pratt and Clark took on the Bermuda team of Nadhira Durham and Kumani Jackson. They prevailed in straight sets, winning 6-1 and 6-love. Pratt and Clark won 56 of the 76 total points and were not broken in the match that lasted just 43 minutes. There you have it. All right. Got a little text coming in there for you, Pearlie. Hey, Naughty. One thing I noticed, Pearlie never says when his Dodgers lose unless you tell him. But when the Yankees lose, he jumps on it right away. What's up with that, Pearlie?
Naughty. You asked me how I do, and I said we took one on the chin last night.
Listen, I'm only telling you what the text has said. I'm only telling you what the text has said. I'm only telling you what the text has said.
You should be defending your friend right now. You should be saying that's not so. Earl doesn't hide in the Dodgers.
I allowed you to defend yourself first. Now I will step in and defend for you as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Apart from if it's a really monumental cut skin, Purdy will bring it up all the time. He'll take it and get it out of the way. Now, if it's a monumental cut skin, you might have a little posturing, but eventually it gets up, okay? I always say that to kind of goosey him because, you know, I know how Pearlie go. At some point, he got to talk about the Dodgers just like I got to talk about LeBron. That's just how it goes. See that, Pearlie? See what I did there just now, Pearlie? See how quick I did that? Got it in and got it out. There you go. See? So, yeah. So, Texter, we'll make sure next time when the Dodgers lose, Earl, I'll let you open the show with that just for the Texter, okay?
No problem. That'd be a pretty long night. That probably won't happen for another week or two.
Anyway, on that foolish note, let's go to the break, Mr. Producer. I think the producer's a Dodger, too. I think he indulges in this foolishness also.
He's a really good man. He's a Dolphin already, right?
He's a Dolphin and a Dodger. Dear God, two-strike offender. Three strikes good and you man. Go to jail for life, man.
Good man.
Don't
good
say
good
you're a LeBron fan. I can walk out right now. All right.
No, I'm not commenting.
Let's go to the break. Talking Heads continues right after this.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our 7 locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Fun Island Game, keep you with Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency in association with Tropical Gyros presents the 15th annual Laugh Fest. Laugh now, cry later. Live at Fusion Superplex. Starring your headliner, fresh off tour with D.L. Hughley and backed by popular demand, Bodacious. Get ready for your feature comedian, Cisco Duran.
I'll tell you right now, that's what fat people do, okay? Fat people look at other fat people and we judge each other, all right? I saw the way you looked at me when I got on stage. Like, you looked at me, it was like, oh my God. Hey, baby, I'm not that fat, right? Jesus Christ.
And get ready for some of the 242's funniest comedians, Das Quay, BJ, and Shad Fur. All hosted by the Bahamian King of Comedy, Naughty. Two big shows. Friday, July 29th and July 30th at Fusion Superplex. General admission, $40. Limited VIP, $60. Tickets go on sale Monday, July 18th at Fusion Superplex. Laugh Fest 2022, brought to you by the Platinum sponsors, Fine Threads, John Shoes, and KFC Nassau.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Wednesday edition continues right now. 5:30 p.m. is the time. And we're back at you. Earl of Pearl in the building. What's going on, Pearly? Pearly, are you on the bathroom break?
I like to mute when we go on the break because, you know, I want to say certain things I can't say on air. So I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, you're back. All right. Yeah. So, here's the deal.
Training camps, all training camps are open now, or are there anybody still late?
Yeah, we opening and up and running. Training camp is definitely open across the NFL. I think everybody's getting back to camp. Aaron Rodgers with a very zesty entrance into camp yesterday. As we crank up the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Don't forget, be sure to check out Tropical Gyros, home of the original Bahamian gyros, like jerk chicken, cracked lobster, cracked conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, and their famous jerk chicken salad, all right? So be sure to check them out and more. They're still open until 6, so catch them on the way home, Mackie and Rosetta. And big up the Tropical Gyros, man. Big, producers, co-producers with Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency of Laugh Fest 2022. Remember, when you shop at Tropical Gyros, fill out the form, put it in the box. You can win a platinum experience to Laugh Fest 2022 this weekend, all right?
I'm excited about the show, Naughty.
Listen, and I'm giving you a little update.
I'm coming Saturday night. I'm coming in the last show Saturday night.
9 o'clock Saturday, but yeah, everybody, I can let you know now from previous Laugh Fest experience. When you look at all the shows and you start to look and you say, okay, limit X, Y, and Z, you start to look, tickets moving people. Okay?
Yeah.
You got walk-ups and you got people ordering online. So the ticket seat, select your seats. If you do it online, real easy. FusionSuperplex.com. Click on movies. If you want to go to Friday, 9 o'clock show, click on Friday, select your seat. General or VIP, boom, pick your seat and do it. Don't think about it. Be about it, because you might go back later. Somebody else might beat you to it. So grab your seats. Friday at 9, Saturday 7:30 and 9:30. Tickets are available online right now, FusionSuperplex.com. Walk up to the door to the Fusion box office. They're available right now, and they will be available the day of the show. More at the door, though. So, you know how to get it in. So, you know how to get it on. Go and do it. And you know how you all go. Just be nice when you all sell off the thing last minute. I know how it can go. Today, tomorrow, Friday, be bad.
Well, I let you decide.
But tickets are available exclusively at Fusion. Go get your tickets right now at Fusion Box Office or online, FusionSuperplex.com. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is the Yankees Greatest.
Oh, yes. Well, what's going on, my brother?
Yes, man. Listen, your co-host, he never would acknowledge the Dodgers' failures. Notwithstanding, he pulled for a team that hasn't seen the Super Bowl from, must be the 70s. So I don't know what he's talking about. The Dolphins, the last time they won a Super Bowl, I was still in school.
But who you pulled for in football? We know you pulled for in baseball. Who you pulled for in football?
I don't really have a football team as such, but I used to go with the Cowboys many years ago.
Okay, you smile like a smart dude, man.
But like I said,
no wonder you like this show.
Yeah, and guess what? The Dolphins have more Bahamian fans than any other place in the world.
You ain't lying.
Every year, the talk is we can win it this year. We going all the way. Every single year, Godson, this our year. And it never happened. Almost 50 years later.
Yeah, but
they're talking about that perfect season.
You know what to talk about. The perfect season, and Dan Marino is the greatest quarterback ever. Don't need no Super Bowl rings. He's the greatest ever.
That's it. You're quite right. They had Super Duper and
Mark Clayton.
Right.
And Joe Rose and Joe Hardy. And out of the backfield, it was your boy, Tony Nathan.
If you talk about it, about fans living in the past, the Dolphins is a prime example.
Oh, yes, sir. Even more so than us Yankees and Cowboys.
Did you see Jerry Jones' interview?
No, I turned it off. I ended Jerry.
Like I said, I only wish I had the patience of the Dolphins. The Dolphins, they could lose forever, and they will still get up and say, you know, tomorrow, we're going to win.
That ain't called patience. That's called lunacy, but that's a different story for another day.
Listen, if you got a Dolphin fan as a friend, then you get in a fight. You ain't got to turn around to see if he's still there.
He gone because the Dolphins don't beat nobody.
The last time they've been close against the Super Bowl, I think it was in 81 with Don Marino. They run. Was it 81? Especially
the Patriot fans.
The Patriot fans is run. They're going to run the Tampa. Listen. Fans can stick with you. You get in a fight. Hold on, stop.
If a Dolphin fan get with you in a fight, all they can do is stand up and watch. Because the Dolphins don't beat nobody. So they ain't getting in that fight.
Yeah, if you win on a Dolphin encounter, I'd rather stand up and watch, be like the Cowboy fans, stand up there and get beat.
Yeah, but at least we stand and go down fighting when we go. We don't come up with no excuses.
No, we going down fighting. One thing with the Yankees, we do or die. We go down fighting.
But we don't die too much because 27 titles say we don't die too much. We's killed.
It tells me to speak volumes.
You win with 25 of them in 1930s.
Anyway, my brother Yankee, always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, man, good to be on the bar and be safe, man.
Pearly, listen, if you allow Bill Russell's era in basketball to slide, you have to let the Yankees' era in baseball slide.
It's no problem.
We good with that? I mean, we copacetic with that one?
We good with that for today. For today, we good with that. See, I'm going to just be general with you when it comes to the Yankees. Then you get beat, I give you the lail when you win. But when we run y'all down, then you can hear my mouth. And when we beat y'all in the World Series, then you can hear my mouth more so than ever. Trust me.
And if that doesn't happen, what's it going to be?
I have to eat humble pie.
Don't make me cook said humble pie, but you don't know how much humility might go into that pie.
It won't be the first time. I'm sure it won't be the last time I have to deal with it.
For real, you ain't lying. But who else is in and out, man? Let's have a look, man. A lot of people go into training camp. A lot of people back in, you know, in camp, in the confines of their various, you know, cities where they're doing their thing. I'll tell you one thing right now. Julio Jones is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Now, you got Michael Thomas says he's very confident of his return to practice. All right, this is his year. He's going to make that comeback and look for him to do things. Huh?
I don't think he's at practice.
No, he said the first step is get him back to practice. He's confident about a practice return and then an eventual return. This is his year. He's going to be back on the field.
Basically, he's not back. He got back to the end of training camp. That's what he's basically saying.
Right, but he's saying, you know, he's going to be back on the field. Don't sleep on him this year. He will be back. So we'll see where it goes. I'll tell you about somebody who's turning heads right now in training camp and making a lot of noise is that young quarterback in San Francisco, Trey Lance.
Man, I heard
a lot of talks coming out of the locker room saying the team is behind him and he's got the it factor. Yeah.
They're saying it. They're saying this is Lance's team to the point that they're actively talking and have no shame in trying to get rid of Garoppolo.
I think you're going to have two over training camp. Garoppolo probably gone. KJ Wright signs a contract to retire with the Seattle Seahawks.
You see, Michael Thomas is back in New Orleans. I like that. He looks good, too.
Yep.
He's doing a nice cut he made just now.
So we'll see where that goes. Some other people, you know, hanging it up.
Saquon Barkley's back in practice today. That's good. I like to see that.
The Jets are moving Mekhi Becton around on the offensive line. Ravens rookie linebacker Ajabo holding out of camp. I mean, you shouldn't really be holding out. You got an injury. You need to be in there. Yeah.
Rookie holding out?
Mm-hmm.
Getting camp is not proved yourself. Yeah. What you do in college don't count yet.
Tua is blocking the critics. He said, if I can't hear it, it's nothing to worry about. And then finally, the Packers revealed that David Bakhtiari had another knee injury.
Hold on.
Packers cautiously optimistic about offensive tackle David Bakhtiari's return after additional knee procedure. So we'll see where it goes. I think, you know, injuries have really had their toll on Bakhtiari. Good offensive lineman. But if you can't stand up on two legs because the knees are gone, pretty much, you know, the writing is on the wall. Sam Donald and Baker Mayfield arrived at camp today in Carolina for the Panthers. We're going to see where that goes. Who's going to be the starting quarterback out of that scenario?
You see, Michael Fitzpatrick hurt.
From the Steelers.
Yeah, I fell off a bicycle on vacation. I hope he wasn't in the Bahamas. I really hope he wasn't here.
I hope he wasn't drunk.
But that's another story for another time. But he fell off the he hurt his wrist, so he's out for a little bit until his wrist is better.
There you go. So we'll see. And that's from the NFL. And we slide over to the NBA. Some more news popping up now. You know, a lot of rumblings. The summer league's going on. You know, a lot of questions. Will the Nets begin the season with Durant and Irving, or will they be out of there? Kyrie Irving's supposed to be in town this weekend. So hopefully I could track him down and get an interview, see what's going on with Kyrie. The Drew League is going on right now. And a lot of players getting their ball on in the Drew League. The Pistons are going to bring back their classic teal uniform for the 2022-2023 season. You remember that teal Piston uniform back in the day when Grant Hill used to wear?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that nanny blue color one, yeah.
Now,
the Spurs are bringing back new uniforms as well. They look kind of decent. Yeah, they are right. It's okay. I'll tell you, Sasha Medvedenko, who used to play for the Lakers, has auctioned his championship rings from those squads and sending the money to benefit his home country of Ukraine.
Okay.
I think that's a big move, man. Now,
that's wonderful.
Here's five under-the-radar moves from the NBA this offseason. This one to me, Danilo Gallinari signing with the Boston Celtics for peanuts. Huge move.
They can see that's how much a move that was, yeah. And anyway.
That's a huge move, bro.
Yeah. But if you talk about the Celtics when you finish your five stuff, I want to say something with the Celtics.
All right. Well, headlined by Rudy Gobert being traded from the Jazz to the Timberwolves. You had Gallinari signing as a free agent with Boston after being released. All right. Malcolm Brogdon is going to the Celtics as well. PJ Tucker to the Philadelphia 76ers. And Jalen Brunson to the New York Knicks. So a lot of moving. But I think a quiet sleeper move, DiVincenzo to the defending champ Golden State Warriors. I think he fits that team, and he can fit right in. Remember how Sean Livingston used to play for that squad? I think he comes in and plays that Sean Livingston kind of role. Again, Danilo Gallinari with the Boston Celtics. That's a big move. Otto Porter Jr. to the Toronto Raptors. That's a quiet deal. They got some athletic bigs in the front court there now in Toronto, and they could defend everywhere. And Porter's only 29. And Toronto grabbed him on a cheap 2-year contract. It's not that much they paid for him. Pretty decent deal for 2 years. Another big move, De'Anthony Melton, Philadelphia 76ers. All right, now they made the trade. And he played in the shadows of Ja Morant last season. But folks in Memphis know how helpful Melton is on the court. And now that he's in Philly, Melton still must work behind the likes of James Harden in the backcourt. But I think he's going to get some quality minutes being in Philadelphia. Because I think it's more likely for some to go wrong with Harden or Harden to have issues than Morant.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. And then finally, you got T.J. Warren going to the Brooklyn Nets. I think that was a pretty good move, too.
Okay.
Under the radar kind of move, but obviously it works.
Good role players they picked up.
For the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mid-range specialist, create his own shot. And if he's healthy, he's going to be a good addition. Now, here's one that really I thought was a good move, and Denver's going to get really much better with this. Our old guy from the Lakers, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, is now a Denver Nugget.
Oh, yeah?
And he's playing with Nikolai Jokic. And, they acquired him in a trade with Washington. So
but
I
he
think
won't
he's
be starting.
No, but I think he goes and is a big bench player.
Six man, probably. That's a good move. Okay.
Big calories off the bench. All right, Earl, what's some of your favorite jog jams ever, man? I'm going to end the show today with three of the top three jock jams ever.
God, you put me in the jock jam. I got to think about that.
I mean, you know, remember Louis Louis was one back in the Louis Louis.
We are family.
Sister Sledge, we are family. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was the 79 Pittsburgh Pirates.
79 Pittsburgh Pirates theme song.
You know, became a pretty good one. Who Let the Dogs Out? That wasn't up one particular thing. Man, that was popular over a lot of stadiums.
Yeah, but that might be number one.
Yeah, that was kind of good. I like that one.
Man, listen here, boy. You can't forget Hoop Dead Is, too.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. I remember one college we played in high school, in this small school we played in high school, University of Minnesota, Moorhead. That guy played, he used to play point guard. Their team used to say, "Hey, Nicky, you so fine. And that was there.
That was another one.
That's to me, buddy.
He got one called Cotton Eye Joe that should be up there, too. That was an annoying song. Where did you come from? Where did you? Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you? They used to play that all the time, but that was annoying.
But you know, it was a pretty good one, too. We are the Dolphins, Miami.
Take me to the break on that ish right there, Mr. Producer. That's enough of that right there. Dear God, you know how to just throw a monkey wrench into things on that one. But I promise you, on the flip side of the break, we're going to wrap it up with your top three jock jams. That's what's going to take us here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Wednesday edition.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J. Insurance.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
you... When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
All right, we're going to wrap things up today on Talking Heads. A little different, all right, on the Wednesday edition, Humday edition. Normally, I give you my pro picks tonight, but guess what? I'm going to give you my top three jock jams, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, Percy's Pension Plan. All right?
Before you do that, I know it was one you used to do when everybody was leaving. Na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Na, na, na.
That's classic, man. That's a good one, right? But
we will rock you. So I'm anxious to see what you got, Donnie. I'm anxious to see what you got.
We Will Rock You by Queen is a good one, right? That's a good one, all right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go like 90s on, all right? 90s okay. And up. So I'm going to go with Tag Team, Hoop There It Is. You remember that one?
It is.
And then, of course, if you want to get fired up, man, and you really want to get your team fired up, man, nothing like hearing some House of Pain jump around. That's a stupid one. And then number one, just because I'm a huge homer for my Cowboys and for my Lakers and my Grizzlies and my Yankees, but hey, Bahamian, number one, who let the dogs out? Because I actually was in Giant Stadium in New York watching Bahamian perform. Had a press pass from my other employer. Got the interviews with the Cowboys and Dwayne Harris, who just had moved to the New York Giants at the time, who's a personal friend. And that was the game Dwayne took the kickoff back. Remember, I went to cover it, and you're always laughing at me because it was tied in the fourth quarter. 2 minutes left. Dwayne catches a punt return, takes it 87 yards back to the house, beats the Cowboys.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wonderful. I was there for that. That's when we were there, and we saw Bahamian, and we're hanging out with the old girl from CSI, crime scene. What's her name?
Crime scene investigation.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. How did you feel walking out of the stadium? That was a pretty crappy walk out of the stadium. And I mean, other people cheering.
Man, Earl, for God's sake, I had my press pass on. I had my neutral colors on. I had done taken off my cowboy-ish because we lost. Ain't nobody know who I was. I didn't feel no weight. I drank my 32-ounce cup of beer and drank my hot dog.
I understand how you felt.
And I told everybody I was from the inside. I felt like dog nanny, okay? Now you got it out. Can we go to the jog jams? And I'll see you tomorrow with friends like you who needs enemas. We'll see you tomorrow on Talking Heads. Let the jog jams take us out. Number three, Hoop There It Is. Let's go.
Party people! And my man Steve Rowland, we're kicking the flow. And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is, Hitman. Down and inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time for it to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school because I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you want to get down, I'm gonna show you the way. Boom, there it is. Let me hear you say,
boom, there it is.
Point blank, gin and juice I drink, bent and bent as a puff on deck. Rock the mic, I crave skin, rip shit, find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it, come on, whoop, there it is, I'm done. The underground sound that you have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding, you people dancing.
Woo!
That's a breath taker. Oh, yeah. I produce, aka The Undertaker. You want to come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel. Can you dig it, fool?
Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
Can y'all dig it?
We can dig it.
Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
Can y'all dig it?
We can dig it.
Can you dig it?
as I flow to the flash from the school of old. Hardcore, keep the folklore wreck. Three to the two, where one mic check. Mass kill, blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just killed. Party people, it's your party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is, I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is.